It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston Talk Sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
You know, to me, I think it's more important than the economics is getting back on a team and playing for the Super Bowl. They want to get to know you before they offer us a contract.
And they want to take you through a little workout.
Not going to be, you know, a distraction or an issue. And they want to see where it goes. If the meeting goes well, yeah, they want to sign you. I just got home from the Eno. Sean Payton talking about the doodle. Black T walking Johnny Bravo. 940 loaded with them hollows. I just got home from the Eno. Sean Payton talking about the doodle.
Two references to Johnny Brown.
Very weird. That is Antonio Brown's new song.
Your teams can sign me. I ain't got to be working out. Working out for what? We in shape. You want to sign me? How you doing? We ain't signing you. We'll be talking about.
Yeah, you've. No one's going to sign you.
It's all good, though. We coming back strong. We coming with it.
I mean, this guy sucks. So the
Desi
whole thing.
Desi Arnaz kissing me on the Chico. Joe Namath, I got him at my field on the down low.
Oh, by the way, Joe Namath, real quick, don't be to sidetrack. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there was a trailer that one of the characters was watching for some action movie that was starring Joe Namath. And I'm watching it going, how have I never heard of this? Like, Joe Namath had an acting career for a while, and it's like he's like in a Western, and he's beating the hell out of people. It's like, Joe Namath in His Name Was Roscoe, or something like that. And I'm like, how have I never, have you heard of this before?
I have not.
Okay.
But there was that era in the 70s where if you were a football player, there was Jim Brown.
Sure, yeah.
There were, you know.
Jim Brown and The Running Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, yes, he references Johnny Bravo twice, so I wonder how deep his Brady Bunch knowledge is. Can you imagine if he's just sitting around watching the Brady Bunch?
The best thing about Antonio Brown is that, remember when the Patriots ended up getting rid of him for good reason after he sent that text that had that woman's kids on it, who had done nothing, had not accused, she had not like tried to get any money from him. This was not the woman in the civil suit. This was the one who was just interviewed for that Sports Illustrated article, said, oh yeah, he walked in naked one time. And Antonio Brown sends that group text to some of his friends and like a private investigator saying, here's the woman to go check out. And that's why he got cut from the Patriots. I mean, from that moment on, you knew that this guy was a bad dude. Oh, and there were so many people who were like, oh, well, the Patriots aren't going to go to the Super Bowl without this guy. You need to do what you can to bring him back. Dude, he has proven every step of the way that he sucks and is a horrible human being. And yesterday was just baffling. I mean, I would like to say that I shouldn't be surprised anymore by the stuff that Antonio Brown does. But immediately after the show yesterday, we go into the other room and plan the genius that is to be heard on today's show.
Yes.
And I noticed that he's on Instagram Live. So I immediately click on it, and we start seeing this in real time, what's going on. Now, according to the reports, the Hollywood, Florida Police Department showed up at Antonio Brown's home. It was around 10 a.m., once again, right after our show, where Antonio Brown's mother of three of his children, name is Chelsea Chris, was there too. He's the one that she's been tweeting about taking his car and all that stuff. They have three kids together. And Brown apparently was telling these officers that showed up that he had previously kicked her out of his home, but allowed her on the property so she could take up, pick up her kids and take them to school. Oh, how nice of him. I'll allow you to bring our kids to school. But he claims during the handoff that this woman, Chelsea, tried to steal one of his cars, a Bentley. So let's kind of get, there's two different clips here. And I apologize for the amount of beeps, but then again, this is Antonio Brown. Now, you have to remember,
he's slurring both black and white.
Well, he is filming this while yelling not only at his wife, who is standing there, but he's doing this in front of his three kids who are standing next to a police car. The police car is taking the wife and the kids away from Antonio Brown, and he's filming the entire thing. Let's take a listen.
You white fishbowl, get the out of here, you bitch. Come on, Polo. Out of here. Police can't have nothing. You bitch ass law. Get the fuck out of here, you pussies. Bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck on my property, you pussies. Fuck out of here. I love you, Poppy. I love you. Go at them bitch ass police. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch ass little cop. Look at the little cop. You wish you could take me, you bitch ass. Fuck out of here.
I mean, first of all, I love you too, little guy. Get these bitches. Blah, 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 and then you start swearing like right in front of his kids. But
Hollywood, Florida is beautiful.
These police officers, why they don't just... I was just waiting for them at one point to say, all right, man, you crossed over the line. The names that he's calling these police officers who are showing wild restraint during all
of
this.
My theory was if he left like his front lawn that he would get arrested.
I agree.
Is what I thought when I was watching that. But I mean, Hollywood, Florida is just great. It's right by the casino.
That's right. They got the Hard Rock there.
What part of Florida is this?
It's South Florida, but it's like in the middle of the...
It's south of West Palm,
okay,
but north of Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not on the water.
It's a little inland. Am I right? Yeah. It's a little inland.
It's inland. It's not good.
Okay.
It's where Anna Nicole Smith died.
Okay.
Who at one point I thought was the most beautiful woman on the planet. And then she married the old guy, and I went, yeah.
Yeah, get in the back of the police car, fishbowl. And you ain't leaving with bitch. Get the fuck out of here, you bum asshole. Sorry, bitch, try to come and steal. Bitch, you're going to leave in the police car. Fuck out of here. Hollywood police, get the fuck out of here. Bitch ass, get out of here.
Now, why is he mad at the police if they are taking if they are taking everyone away?
He probably believes that they're siding with her in this case.
Okay,
that he probably wants her to be thrown onto the ground and handcuffed and taken away.
The car, she didn't steal the car.
Well, no, she was going to use the Bentley. It sounds like.
Well, okay. Yeah, and the kids were put in a police car, which is what I saw when Rich was showing me the video.
They won't remember that day for the rest of their life.
Well, I have a feeling there's probably 1,000 worse than this one.
Yeah, it's not an ideal situation for a minor.
F*** out of here. Can't even get my key. Get the f*** out of here. Bitch ass. Crackers, man. These crackers don't get no...
See, that's the interesting thing. Is that we have to believe the N-word, but cracker. Do you see the double standard?
Mm-hmm.
White people very, very unfairly treated. But he couldn't make up his mind. He was dropping N-bombs, and cracker this. I mean, everyone was, he was being very racial the entire time.
Crackers, man. These crackers don't get no justice for no man. F*** out of here. The f*** out of here. Get out of my property. Broke-ass motherf***er.
Now, I know we have to break soon to talk to Shaughnessy, but I will tell you this. No one's on his property. They're all in the road. So he is yelling about getting off his property.
Yeah.
While no one, literally no one, is on his property.
He does something in a little bit. Are you going to finish this clip?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Greg.
Sir, can you get the keys? Can't do nothing. Get your bitch ass out of here, man. Bitch ass. No, you want to take me to make the news. Congrats, you made the news, bitch ass. The Bentley stays, the broke hoes goes. Out of here, little man. Little man, out of here. Get out the, get off the AB rest. Get the out of here. Bye, little man. Bye, bro. Get your bitch ass out of here. See you, bro. Get your bitch ass out of here, bro. Get out of here. Okay. Ain't no justice for the real, you heard? Richard still ducking 12. Broke out, thought she got a Billy. Let me hit the lawn. Broke out, try to come over here and steal. Out of here.
Yeah, he talks like he writes. It's indecipherable right. What he's trying to say. All right, we'll have more of Antonio Brown, but first we'll talk to Dan Shaughnessy to see about the situation. I'm sure he's on Alex Cora's side. We will talk to Dan Shaughnessy in just a moment.
Fastball, no bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang. Takes it. There was the off speed. Now it's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Now look, fastball outside. So quick, two signs. Geared up for the fastball, fouls it off. Next pitch, changeup. Bang, bang.
I like that Crazy Town has been in the system for a long time.
I just don't know how anyone didn't catch that. I mean, that just trash can sound was loud.
Maybe everyone was just listening to the Crazy Town.
That could be the case.
At this time, Dan Shaughnessy, you know him. He's a sports columnist for the Boston Globe, if you didn't know. He was there when Hank Aaron hit his big home run.
He and Gammons, both.
He and Gammons, and then Gammons went back to the dungeon. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Dan Shaughnessy, hello.
What's going on, fellas?
All right, so they came down on Houston, and Houston fired their GM and their manager. Now, obviously, Cora's going to be fired.
We don't know that. We don't know, obviously, that he'll be fired.
Dan, is Cora going to be fired?
Well, I think that everyone can see that the Sox need to do that. So, right. Yes.
All right, so he will be fired. Okay, so what do you think the punishment will be for the organization?
For the Red Sox organization?
Yes.
Well, you know, it sounds weird. I think they're... You're going to be comparing cheating scandals. It's hard to imagine that their cheating scandal was as good or as effective as the Houston one.
Right.
I mean, that looks a little more like direct cause and effect, and we know that the Houston one carried into the World Series. And if you look up the numbers of the Astros against Clayton Kershaw and Yu Darvish in the two games at Minute Maid Park, they scored 10 runs in a game that Kershaw started. So it looks like they knew what was coming because they did, and that's the World Series. Now, from what we can gather with this Red Sox thing, they had been stopped by the time the postseason came around because MLB was sending a guy into that video room, so they couldn't do it in the postseason. That could help them a little bit. I think for the team, it may not be as bad as Houston's, but for the manager, I think it's worse than Houston's because the Houston manager didn't stop it, but he didn't dream it up. Whereas in the case of Cora, in both instances, we know in Houston it was his idea, and he was the perpetrator. And it's hard to believe that he would not have been the same guy in Boston.
So I have heard like two different schools of thought. Like, you know, obviously most people agree with you that it's got to be more than A.J. Hinch because he was the mastermind. And I've heard some people saying it would be a two-year suspension for Alex Cora. But then there's even some people throwing around a potential lifetime ban. Now, if you get a lifetime ban, doesn't mean you can't appeal, and more than likely, if he got right. a lifetime ban, he probably could. What do you believe the punishment for Alex Cora is going to be?
Well, nothing would surprise me at this point because he's teed up so many times in the Houston report, 11 times, I believe, and the Astros have subsequently gone out and basically blamed him for a lot of it. So he's their fall guy. Now he comes here. And the lifetime thing, you know, that's been tossed out. Rose is the last guy we remember. The integrity of the game is a question here. They've got ample documentation on Cora there. You know, it's a 44-year-old guy who just won a World Series. Everybody likes him. He's a nice guy. His players love him. He's good with the media. He was a media guy. That seems draconian. But, hey, you can apply standards and say, well, they did it to Rose. Do it to this guy. Send a message. Clearly, they want to send a message now that they don't want – future managers and anyone allowing this under their rule. And Corrett could end up being the face of harsh punishment.
I hate that lifetime ban thing because I think the integrity of the game basically is if you're gambling on it, then the outcome of the game is being, is predetermined. And I mean, they're just cheating, but I don't like that. But all right. So what is the incentive for the Red Sox not just to fire him today?
I really can't answer that because I'll have a column out shortly saying that they should do just that because in my view, that's not a hard call. I mean, and you know, you look a little bit better getting ahead of it than having to be told that you have to do this.
Right.
Why not just get it over with? Because, I mean, he's not your manager this year, regardless. That's pretty clear. And if they gave you a 2-year suspension, say, I mean, what are we talking about? You're not going to wait for the guy and then bring him back after all this disgrace. So I think I just don't see any way that he survives this.
All right, so who's the manager this year for the Red Sox, and how does the ruling affect what the Red Sox do, Chaim Bloom does, over the next year or two?
Well, it could be kind of liberating for Chaim Bloom. I mean, now expectations are going to drop. They're losing. They can ill afford losing their top two draft picks for 2 years. We don't know that that's what their thing's going to be, but that's a lot for them, especially given how depleted they are in that area already. And this could lower expectations for the future success of the team and take some of the heat off Chaim Bloom and allow him to have his own guy. For whatever Cora did great here, he's not Bloom's guy. I mean, Bloom comes in and he's already got a manager. That's unusual. That happened to Dave Dombrowski, and he got his own guy as soon as he could, and it was Cora. But I think that for Bloom, it could be liberating. You could try to make a deal for Kevin Cash, who's manager, great manager in Tampa Bay, where he came from. You know, trade for him. Give him Jackie Bradley, whatever.
Yeah.
Perfect. The idea that it went to arbitration, I'm just like, what are you doing?
$11 million.
$11 million for a guy you can't hit.
There's going to be fan buzz, of course. Jason Veritek, popular name. Dustin Pedroia, not the popular name he used to be. And then, I think that Ron Renicki is the bench coach. He was the manager in Milwaukee. He's not equipped to do this job. I mean, he's just kind of a passive baseball guy, quote unquote, not about Boston. And I think that he's also tainted by whatever they were doing in 18. I mean, he's part of that, too. So I'm just not seeing where that would be the way that they'll go. I think they want a little bit more of a, name guy, dynamo guy, their own guy, and not someone tainted by what happened before.
Do you think that anything would happen to, because, I mean, if you had the general manager of the Astros get in trouble, and I know Dombrowski's not really doing anything right now, but do you think that there could be some sort of punishment towards him to prevent another team from signing him?
Yes. Yes, because, there's some notion that, guys like John Farrell and Dombrowski are laughing about this because they were let go. But I don't think Dombrowski should be, because the directive that went out before the 18 season, after the Red Sox were cheating in 17 with the Apple Watches, that directive that went out in 18, Dombrowski's, this is his watch now. And it was sent to all teams that the GM and the manager are going to be accountable as institutional bosses over whatever's going on in their franchises. So we didn't know excuse was taken away with that, which is why the Houston GM got bounced as well.
I saw you tweet a article that I thought was pretty phenomenal that came from Bill Plaschke over with Los Angeles for the LA Times. And, they're writing about how the Dodgers were robbed of a chance to win a World Series. He didn't say that they were definitely going to win, but they basically are saying that you can say that they weren't defeated. But I'm thinking, is there going to be pressure from owners and GMs across the league to truly bring down the hammer on Alex Cora? And that's the reason that I'm thinking that lifetime ban doesn't seem so crazy because of that reason.
I there'll be some of that. For some people, this still isn't enough. And, of course, everybody who loses to Houston, which is everybody, feels they want some flesh now. So, yeah, I think there could be more pressure. I think the lifetime ban is draconian. I don't think that's going to be in play. I really don't. But I do think the Red Sox thing is acute. I think it's sensitive right now. And, fellas, there's all this weird availability this week because the baseball writers' dinner is Thursday at the Seaport. I know you guys have a table. And, so –
they've asked me, but I know.
We keep turning down invitations year after year, Dan.
They're all supposed to be made available that day, and then there's this goofy thing at the MGM in Springfield, the Winterfest, whatever, where they, you can have breakfast with Wally and all the stuff. And I'm not kidding. And the owners, there's media availability with all the owners and Cora and all the stuff on Friday. I don't know how they're getting around this.
They got to fire them today.
That's the only way that they can show their face is they have to fire them.
No, they have to fire them today.
And as you said, it sucks because, I mean, he's a fairly likable guy. And I know that for you in the media, it's been he's been a pleasure to work with.
But
there's no way you can't fire him after this.
Yeah, it's unsurvivable. There's just too much here.
Yeah, I don't know why you would hang on to a man. Do you think Dombrowski, this is just off topic, but you mentioned Dombrowski and, you know, if he's going to get any heat. Do you think he wants to take on that another team? Do you think Dombrowski still wants to work as a GM?
You know, he's up there. He's almost my age, guys. I don't know. But it's like Parcells. They have it in the blood. They always want to do it. So my answer is probably yes. You want to get out there and show that you're not the one who screwed up Boston, that you can do this again and go out there and win another one. And, you know, he's on the cusp of Hall of Fame for GMs because he's won in two different places.
Do you think, in all honesty, that you could have done as good a job as Dombrowski?
I know what you're saying.
Right.
It wasn't hard to you know, trade four guys to bring in Craig Kimbrell and to sign Chris Sale, and just throw money at Eovaldi and throw money at Price and all that sort of thing. So I know what you're saying. Yes, and not worry about the farm system. Yeah, you and me could have done that.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, they got the championship, but that's what you get. And then you got to give $11 million to Jackie Bradley Jr., who's going to hit ninth. And
careful, the JBJ Love Society is going to be coming after you.
Going to hit 230.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of good defensive. Well, you know what? They can trade for Bader from the Cardinals, and they can enjoy him. He's a good defensive player as well. All right, to Dan Shaughnessy, we appreciate the time, sir. Thank you so much. You should have an interesting couple of days, and say hello to Wally for us.
Thanks, fellas. I will.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, they got a fire Cora today.
Well, I mean, there's no question. And you're right. I mean,
Lifetime band, I am not a fan of.
Well, I'm not either. I just saw that thrown out
too
there.
Harsh.
And I mean, the 2-year one is probably what more than likely he's going to get. What's that?
Dan said, did you hear at the end that Shaughnessy was hanging up the real phone?
Like at the end of the conversation when we say goodbye.
Yeah, there's no cell phone. That's a good point.
Good for Shaughnessy.
Landline.
Not enough people use the landline when they
phone. But not. Only a landline. Like he was putting the phone
back on the wall.
Back on the wall.
Back on the cradle.
Yeah,
it's like the bat phone. You know, like the Commissioner Gordon phone.
Like when he dials, there. It's like with a little wheel. It's like
it's a rotary phone.
One, seven,
Klondike 6-4000.
You know what? I don't think I ever had a rotary phone.
I did, long time ago. Yes,
I had my best friend's parents were deaf, so they had all kinds of shenanigans going on with the phone. Like it went like scoop, and like it would
right.
They would like it would come out with text, but they had a rotary phone. But
all this does though is open up the road for the return of a true champion.
I'm the best man for the job,
Bobby V.
He's still in in Connecticut.
The rap.
What was that, Bobby?
I invented the rap.
Yes, Bobby. What you gonna do? Out of bread. Shut up and let me think. What do we got? What are these? Tortillas? Tatatas? Tortillas. Give me that ham. Bobby, out of your mind. We got to shut down the restaurant. No. I'm going to put the ham in the tortilla. With all the fixings? Yeah. All the fixings. Bobby, you're nuts. All right, I'll serve it. Wait a second. Bobby, this is delicious. What did you do? I call it a wrap. And it is delicious. I have saved so many Mexican tortilla makers. The Mexican economy is blowing up.
Because of all the tortillas now using wrap.
Because I use flour tortillas.
Bobby, you're a genius.
Yeah. Some would say. All right, when we come back.
I invented the wrap.
I miss him. I do.
That year was glorious.
And the best thing was, is all the baseball experts were so out of their minds.
They were crazy during spring training. All the writers we had on from spring training that year. But this guy's not going to be very good. Guys, I know he's been out for 10 years, but you should see it down here. He's really organized. He knows what he's talking about.
It was the least faith I've ever had on baseball writers, because I don't know how you would have been at that spring training and wouldn't have thought that it was a disaster.
He had everyone fooled. Everyone in the media fooled.
I don't know how you go to that spring training. Like, have you never watched baseball? Like, you can't go to it, like, at any level.
He's a genius. He does it different. He's old school.
No, yeah, old school. Like, that's, yeah, right. You got Iglesias, who's one of the best fielding shortstops of all time, and you're out there, like, teaching him how to field.
Well, clearly, Fred, he spent 10 years out of the game. You know, he was storing up all that knowledge.
Well, you know what?
Before he got the job.
I've never been in the game at a high level, and I will tell you this. I certainly wouldn't want to go on the field and teach Iglesias how to play his position. Bogarts, I got to get in the box with you and show you how to bunt. Get the F out of here. And they all, he's so great. No, he's not. What, he's doing all this dumb crap. How do you not know that?
He had snack time, mandatory snack time. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like Gambino at Boston College is going out at shortstop and, like, getting down with those guys. Jesus. All right. What did Valentine play? What position? I have one of his baseball cards.
I don't even know.
All right. We'll be back. We've got more, a little bit of Antonio Brown for you. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
Marchand waiting for the signal. Marchand waiting for the signal. He's between the rings in his own zone. And now he gets it. He'll barrel over the line. He didn't grab the puck.
If he touched it, though, it's over.
Oh, I agree. The referee and the linesman are going to confer. He touches the puck.
He touched it. He healed it right at the center dot. He never even got it on his stick, but he moved it.
And the Philadelphia Flyers have come all the way back to record a 6-5 shootout victory over the Boston Bruins.
Oh. All right, so obviously, by the way, they're 0-7. Walk and I were talking about this in shootouts. Shootouts are just the greatest.
How about they are 4-29 in just putting the puck in the back of the net during the shootout this season?
I mean, that just shows that they're a terrible team.
That's a 14% rate.
But it's weird because connecting the guy who scored in the shootout to give Philadelphia the win had one career shootout goal in 10 tries before last night. You'd figure just luck would end this Bruins nonsense in a shootout. You know what, though?
But this is becoming such a thing. Think of all the points that they've missed out on because of the shootout.
Now, it's been like that for years.
We all hate the shootout. The shootout sucks. I agree. But it's part of the game. And points are on the line. Don't you think that they should do something to concentrate on getting better at shootouts?
At the expense of what?
It's an important part of the game. Well, we're learning now this year.
Rich, this has happened before, is they've never been good at shootouts. And so, at least to my memories. And I start to think, like, do you have to, like, have a I agree with Rich in a sense. I wouldn't do it. But is there, do you have a specialist?
Right. Do you take consideration to a fourth liner who might not be as good in one other part of the game, but is a...
In playing the game.
Like, has it really hurt the Bruins this year?
Yes!
They're up in the division. Okay. Has it really hurt them?
But how many points have they left on the table?
It has hurt them in the past.
They had an otherworldly start of the season. I don't think you should take that into consideration. That doesn't happen all the time. You're going to be in a position where you are jockeying. You're in a dogfight for any kind of points at the end of the season. And right now they've left, did you say seven?
They're 0-7 on the table. 0-7. They left 7 points on the table.
Dude, 7 points is a ton.
I understand
we're halfway through the season?
They still have an 8-point lead for first place, and there are no shootouts in the playoffs.
They are on pace to leave 14 points on the table. Because of the shootout.
And if they finish second or third in the division, come back and talk to me.
John, it's different. As I said, you can't take in consideration that they're going to be that lucky and have a start like they did every single year.
I understand.
Fred, I'm with you. I hate the shootout. But it's getting to the point where it's going to seriously affect the points that you have at the end of the year.
It has before. I think a couple years ago, because they've always been bad. Am I wrong?
I can't think of a time where they were great. Put it that way.
Was Sagan super good at him or something? Because I know 2 years ago, I was furious with the shootouts because it was greatly affecting them.
Fred, out of the 29 attempts during a shootout, 4 have gone in. That's almost inexcusable. Is there not a guy on this current team that can just concentrate? Like, there's a portion of the practice that you do. I know that you can't really change who you are.
No, they do it. They do it every
point.
Practice.
Well, it's not working. I don't know how you change
it. They do
it for
quite a while.
Other than bringing in a guy who's good at this. And I never would have thought to do it, except at this point, it's getting to the point where, I mean, there are real points that you're missing out on.
Yeah, they do it for a long time in practice. They do it at the end of every practice, and they do it for quite some time.
But that
except for Packets. I thought it was Bergeron that screwed that up, but it was Marchand.
That Marchand thing, I mean, he missed the puck. His blade grazed it. It moved about 2 inches. I've never seen that before. It was one of those things that is going to live in viral infamy, especially the way that the rest of the league hates Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
Even more embarrassing was the fact that the refs had to convene and figure out whether it would qualify as a failed shot attempt, which means we got to see a nice little replay. And yes, it did. It counted as a failed attempt. And what's there's a certain angle that they've been showing on TV that in the background behind the glass is Gritty. And it almost makes it look like Gritty is standing there in disbelief.
Gritty.
As Brad Marchand ends up missing the puck. Well, Brad was asked about it afterwards, and what the hell happened? Here's what he had to say.
On that, you're just looking to goose it ahead by 2 to 3 feet, so you go with speed. Is that what you're...
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get going and just missed it.
Should the league relook at that rule, you think, where it's such a harmless play when you
kick it and you shoot at it? I mean, that's the way it is. I'm not going to overthink it.
Somebody said something kind of interesting on Twitter. They said, Kovalchuk has 28 career shootout goals, good for 23rd of all time. Who needs to sign him, though, when we could have been ahead of for the league?
Is that Haggerty?
No.
It's interesting. I was listening to the hockey show when Kovalchuk was a free agent. Bob Beers didn't want him. Beers, who has seen more hockey than the rest of us, thought that Kovalchuk was slow and wouldn't be helpful to this team at all. And I looked up the shootouts for the last three seasons. They're 7-9 before the last 3 years before this one.
Okay, so it wasn't that
2-3, 3-3, 2-3, counting back chronologically.
Well, they've had a lot of shootouts this year.
Yes,
they sure have.
More than a lot.
And a lot of them were come from behind ties, you know, like where they were leading, and then in that third period.
That's the bigger problem. Philadelphia is at least a pretty good team. The Bruins have not played well against really bad teams this year. They have some horrendous losses. You know, New Jersey, Chicago. I mean, they've really been beaten by some bad teams. Having said all of that, they're still 8 points up.
No, they're going to win the division, but it's just...
Tampa Bay's coming on strong, but for now, they're still 8 points up.
They're going to win that division. I mean, they got too big a lead. But, yeah, those shootouts are just insane.
I know. They're the worst.
You have a 3-on-3 overtime. That's enough. It's enough. 3-on-3 overtime. It's a million breaks. It's a million. You get it. You get it all in overtime. I don't know why they feel the need for a shootout.
And it just makes no sense.
And they're not fun.
And in the end, too, if you watch the Bruins game last night, they should have lost about 3 other times anyway. I mean, Provorov had a point blank chance at the end of overtime, and the first two guys in the shootout hit the post. For Philadelphia. I mean, they could have lost easily before Marchand screw up.
All right. We will be back. What do we have at 8?
We are going to... I mean, we could finish this Antonio Brown stuff because it actually gets very surreal and weird. Something that he introduces into the scene.
All right. We will have more of Antonio Brown, who was live on Instagram yesterday as his wife and children were being escorted away by the police. And he handled it with great finesse and class. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is this? Nick's favorite band. Nick who oils his beard. So I'm interested to know if you guys, because I did not, did you receive a text message from the Calhoun crew?
Oh, okay.
I did.
They told me to pass it along to you.
Okay, well, that's offensive.
Yeah,
that I did not. Like, what are they doing? They don't have Madidge?
That's on me. They told me to pass it along to you. So, and I've been meaning to do that. Honestly, I've been meaning to do that, and I just completely forgot.
Well, I think that you're phasing me out of the crew.
Were you ever in the crew?
I mean, it is a motley crew of gentlemen.
You've gone out of your way to kind of keep your distance from the crew, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I have not gone
out of my way in that Saugus is 5 hours from where I live.
So, I mean, if that's the case, the crew realizes you want nothing to do with the travel anyway, so why would they text you?
It has nothing to do with the crew, but it just is. But I was told by Nick that the text was very specific and no guess.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a station.
Very
event,
specific.
This is because things are being taken care of. You will not. I believe it's going to be no charge.
Well, I would assume. I mean, there's no charge with the Sarge. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would assume that would always be the case.
Yeah. No, but you did get an invite, but it was through me, and I've been meaning to tell you.
Now, are you going? Now, when is this?
I can't. I'm going to be gone.
It is the 27th, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's what day of the
week? It's a Monday.
Oh.
So it's an off time for the Wong father.
Oh, that makes sense. I said that it was going to be comp, but then he said that everyone needs to bring 20 to 30 bucks. That's for the tip. That's fine. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah. You got to tip.
Yeah, you got to tip them.
You got to tip them the value of the meal.
No problem
Yeah, there's no problem there.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I would definitely, because 20% of $100 is $20. So I obviously would eat $100 worth of food.
You going to go?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they don't invite you, because you don't go.
You're too far away.
It's bordering on disdain, is the way you put
it. It has nothing to do with the crew. It has everything to do with that when we used to have to go to Saugus, I sat in the back of a ride share for an hour and a half to get to Saugus.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that I wouldn't sit in traffic for an hour and a half.
Sure. All right, everybody.
It's impossible to get to.
All right, in the rooms here, raise your hand if you were invited to the Kellen crew gathering. Lockhart was left out.
What?
Everybody but Mike Lockhart? What did you do?
What?
Mike, what did you do? Bird was invited.
Wow.
Dan was invited. Wallach was invited. I was invited. Nick was invited.
Lockhart, you
Fred
and I.
Fred kind of invited. No, you were. He told me.
Sarge?
Yeah.
Maybe. See, that's weird. Because Sarge, I'm sure, could figure out how to text Fred. I mean, it's not a difficult thing. Not too many hoops to jump through.
Well, my number is all over the place.
Yeah, I'm thinking that there's something there.
People can find time to send death threats to me via my phone. I would assume that there's a way to invite me to the calendar.
I had forgotten about that.
I'm being told that you were, someone said, please pass it along. I don't have Fred's number.
Okay, well, apparently people want to kill me do. So maybe they can get in line.
Take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, right. And I got a guy telling me he wants to kill me on my voicemail. Well, I'm in Newport, but Sarge can't get it to get it together. Just give me.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Fred. It is like right after rush hour, so that's kind of a tough time. And
That's everything. If it was like in like Natick or something like that, then I could go. But I just can't. I can't go to Saugus at that time. It's just
madness.
Why can't Saugus come to us? They got a food truck. Come on.
Well, when Rucker was here, they used to deliver, they would have Calhoun all the time.
I know. We don't, the morning show always gets the shaft when it comes to food deliveries. Yep. Always.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they used to bring in Moe's, and then they just said that it wasn't worth it.
Hey, we got a deal like for 3 months. Moe's is going to be coming. Like, awesome.
Yeah,
like,
two
weeks, it was like, we're not going to do that anymore.
It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. Shows you the value of the show. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. We're going to have a little bit more about Antonio Brown, and then Mike Gorman is going to join us. Don't forget Motley Crue tickets to see a very, very heavy drunken Vince Neil coming up at around 8:35.
It's
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.